You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney's northern beaches have begun a four-day lockdown until Wednesday. The lockdown order means residents are allowed to leave homes only for work, care reasons, exercise, and the purchase of food or other essentials. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says this measure will help to ensure COVID-19 cases are brought under control before Christmas.
It is to give all of us a chance to have a better Christmas than what would otherwise occur. So I want to thank the people of the northern beaches for their patience, but I also want to stress to them that from 5 o'clock today until midnight on Wednesday, they'll be asked to stay at home unless for the four essential reasons.
Residents of the northern beaches are urged to get tested even with mild symptoms, with 10 pop-up clinics established in the area. Almost 5,000 more people came forward to get tested than the previous day, but many are facing long waiting times. Dawn Dawson and her daughter waited hours at a testing centre only to be turned away at closing time.
Sat in the car for 3.5 hours and then I obviously wasn't very happy, and I've come home and I just am so reluctant to sit for that length of time again. It's a bit unreasonable when people are waiting that long and trying to do the right thing and that occurs. So there should be some contingency for this.
Places of worship and hospitality venues have closed doors before the Premier announced lockdown rules. John Green of the Australian Hotels Association in New South Wales agrees the community was proactive.
We've got 17 hotels across the Northern Beaches area, and they put their hands up and they offered to voluntarily shut just to try and do as much as they could to try and limit the spread of this virus. And for a few days of pain, we're hopeful that there'll be a good outcome at the end and we'll have a good Christmas.
The cluster has grown to 40 cases and has spread to malls in Bondi Junction and Cronulla as well as public transport. Ms Berejiklian has urged all residents in Greater Sydney to take necessary precautions as the source of two cases remain under investigation.
Please, please do not go out tonight or the next few days unless you really have to. Do not go to the northern beaches if you live outside the northern beaches unless you absolutely, absolutely must, and limit your activities. So we're just asking people to be sensible and to use their common sense to make sure that if there is any seeding outside of the northern beaches, that we identify it and get that under control.
The outbreak is believed to have originated from a passenger who arrived in Australia on December the 1st from the United States and tested positive on December the 10th. Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the passenger was potentially patient zero for the outbreak.
And the molecular genomic testing of the viruses suggests that that's where it probably started. So in a sense, that's patient zero.
Despite the uncertainty and strong encouragement for passengers to wear masks on public transport, many residents are still not adhering to the health advice. Cronulla resident Greg McCarthy says it's better to take precautions.
I'd like to see more people wearing masks in public spaces, I think, until we understand this virus a little bit better. And how to control it. I think it's better to be the safe than sorry.
The rest of the country continues to watch the New South Wales coronavirus situation closely. South Australia has identified 3 attendees of the Adelaide Test cricket match were close contacts of the Northern Beaches cluster, but they have all tested negative. The state is going to test wastewater from the Oval as an added precaution. Victoria has issued thousands of permits to New South Wales travellers since midnight, and no residents from the Northern Beaches are allowed to enter the state. Victoria also requires anyone from Greater Sydney to get tested on arrival and self-isolate until a negative result is confirmed. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says the government won't hesitate to take further action if required.
If that is the case, and I stress that's an if, then we will have no choice but to declare all of Sydney a red zone. My message to everyone in Victoria is don't go to Sydney. And if you are prepared to do so, then be prepared to be stuck there for at least a period of time if the red zone designation expands to Greater Sydney.
Queensland has also followed Victoria's lead, implementing a pass system from 1 a.m. on Sunday from any New South Wales resident. That state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the priority is keeping Queenslanders safe.
All of these things, I hope, will be able to keep Queensland safe so we can maintain our current level of openness.
While Tasmania will require Sydneysiders travelling to the island state to go into quarantine on arrival from Sunday, Western Australia has announced it is reinstating its hard border with New South Wales on Sunday. The new restrictions for New South Wales residents have disrupted the many holiday goers' Christmas plans, and many have expressed sadness that their families will be unable to visit, but know there is no other option.
My son won't be coming down for Christmas now because he's in the Sunshine Coast, so a lot of people have had to cancel their trips away and everything, so what can you do?
You just cry it out.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.